This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Michael Clown. He represents the 27th Congressional District of Texas, member of the House Ag Committee, and also for Oversight and Reform. Great to see you.
It's good to be with you today, Tony.
Well, and I was thinking as the rain kind of came through yesterday and last night, did it make you feel like you were back home for a little bit?
We sure have gotten our fair share of rain, a little more than our fair share of rain. It's, weather, of course, is something that the ag community knows all too well. You have to roll with what's going on. But, we've gotten plenty of rain.
Let's talk about, for those who aren't familiar with that 27th district, you have quite a bit of ag in that district.
Yes, we do. It's the coastal bend of Texas. So the rural area just below Houston goes down to Corpus Christi and then almost gets to Austin. So there's a great swath of land there. And, of course, what makes it great is actually the people living on the land and working it. So a lot going on in our district. We have sorghum, we have corn, we have cattle, we have a bunch of aquaculture happening in the district, a lot of cotton, can't forget cotton, one of top 10 cotton districts, a lot of stuff happening, and then you have little niche things going on too. I know of an olive grove in our district, and so it's a lot of fun to work the issues and, of course, to talk with the people and just continue to be learning and doing our best to represent people.
When we talk about Texas, and one of the issues that keeps popping up in the news headlines is the border. And when you're talking the border, you're talking border security, immigration, guest worker. It seems like we throw all of this into one pot. But what are you watching on that?
Yeah, our district is the southern end of our district is 2 miles north of the southern border. Mexico. And so we live what's in what law enforcement calls the fatal funnel. So there's a couple major highways that head toward Houston, and we know that to be the human trafficking capital of our nation. That's also where cartels will work to get both people and to get drugs to, and then it's kind of dispersed throughout the nation. Now, of course, there's a lot of different routes. There are business people, but that's one of the major thoroughfares. So our communities are devastated by what's going on at the border. And specifically, I get a text almost every day, every other day from a rancher who, hey, we've had another bailout in our ranch, and what will happen is migrants, these human smugglers will come and they'll plow through fences. Some ranchers are spending six figures just repairing fences constantly, which isn't just the material cost, but it's the opportunity cost as well, because those team members should be doing something else. They weren't hired to repair fences for bailouts. And so the ranchers, the farmers in our communities are having to carry that burden, unfortunately, more than the rest of the nation even.
We also have been talking a lot about infrastructure. And when you talk about that area, you're talking about you have ports in your district.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The importance of those ports to not just our infrastructure, but to our general economy, how important are they?
Ports are essential. We look at about $140 billion ag industry, about 20% of that is exports. We'd like to make that more. I think there's capacity for us to expand trade, new opportunities out there for us to go after. One of the arguments we're making is in all the initiatives with sustainability and climate and all those kind of things is American producers are doing this better than the rest of the world. And so if we're going to solve that, let's have more exports. We're going to do it better than other nations. And so along with that, though, you got to be able to get your product to market. So we need the roads. We need the whole infrastructure and piece. But if we're talking exports specifically, we've got to have port capacity. And so we're looking at many different ways what we can do to continue to keep our ports maintained and funded and expanding, and specifically also for all industries, but specifically also for the ag industry, what we can do, because sometimes the space gets taken up by other industries as well. So we want to make sure that while we're working on just trade in general with the port capacity, that we're not overlooking the ag industry as well.
And I guess this one, you had the opportunity to be back home in the district recently. What are you hearing from your constituents when you go back?
You know, the constituents are very concerned about where we are in our nation, obviously. You know, you talked a year and a half ago, and I would ask everyone in every industry I went to, I said, what's your biggest problem right now? And a year and a half ago, they'd say, we can't find people. But it was for all the right reasons. There was, you know, everybody was fully employed. They were engaged in the economy. The economy was thriving. Wages were going up. Now I ask that same question. I get the same answer, but for very different reasons. We can't find people because a lot, you know, we're the incentive structure that we have in our federal government right now is just backwards. You know, we're not equipping people and for opportunity. We're not sending people to work. We're doing all these things that put us at a disadvantage on the global stage when it comes to trade. And then when it comes to what our ranchers are dealing with, they're very concerned about some of the tax policies being bantered about right now. When you talk about estate tax, or you're talking about stepped up basis and all these kind of things, these would be very detrimental to the whole idea of the family farm and the ability of you being able to work hard and to pass something on to your kids for them to continue to do that. And we know it's already a challenge to keep the next generation engaged in farming because it's a difficult occupation, you know, within margins. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we're protecting environment to keep a home grown. It's a national security issue as well. If we haven't learned anything from the last year when it comes to supply chains, we need to keep some essential services here at home, and food, you can't get any more essential. It's the ultimate national security issue.
So some may not know, but Congress has opportunities for members of the parties to come together and compete in different things. Usually this is the week where the congressional baseball game would be held. I'm just wondering, have you found a congressional track team around here yet to join?
I have not found a congressional track team, and I'm also not as quick as I used to be, so I'm not sure if I'd make the team yet. I would have some getting in shape to do. I used to be pretty quick, but it's been a little while.
And if I recall right, you ran past the high school. You ran in college as well. What'd you run?
I ran everything from the 800 to cross country. And every now and then I'd talk my coach and let me run the 4x4. I thought that was maybe one of the funnest ones to do. And I'd get a chance to do that as well. But, yeah, probably the mile and 2 miles is what I was best at.
Well, if you can survive the mile and 2 mile, then you obviously can get into something for the long haul. And some would say that a job in Congress, it's a long haul. Nothing happens overnight.
It's an endurance test, that's for sure.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your work. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Again, it's the Honorable Michael Cloud from the 27th Congressional District of Texas on today's Agribusiness Report.